All right, welcome back, everybody, here inside the post-game show presented by PG Office System. Cougars' six-game win streak comes to a close tonight, falling 4-2 to the Kelowna Rockets. Pleased to be joined up in the broadcast booth by associate coach Jim Playfair. And, Jimmy, a battle here tonight, you know, a 2-2 tie through 40, a weird bounce that turns out to be the game winner. But I guess if you could break this one down for us from what you saw behind the bench tonight.
Yeah, I thought the first period was outstanding. I thought both teams played really hard. I thought we really had a purpose to how we were going to take care of all three zones of the rink. We took care of the puck. We didn't get as many pucks on net, but I thought we had a real good level of compete. We were rolling six defensemen, rolling four lines up front, and we got into the break, and they stayed with it, and we didn't. We let off. We didn't get into the battles consistently. We didn't win we didn't win blue lines and gain lines and get pucks going behind their D as consistently as we did in the first period, and consequently we spent too much time on our own zone. And then, you know, you leave it up for grabs. I mean, it's a 2-2 game. Yeah, they fire one off the end boards, goes in off Rab. You don't see that very often, but I think we were able to kind of right ourselves. But at the end of the day, you take five minor penalties against a really good hockey team, you're not prepared to win the game. You're hoping that you can kind of play without discipline and find a way. And I think we've won some games in the past. I mean, we beat Vancouver three times in a row, which isn't a very good. This isn't Vancouver. This is a much better team. And so I think our mindset's got to ramp up to that level and realize that we have to become a good team to beat good teams. And I think we didn't give ourselves the best effort. When you know, you're taking 10 minutes of your thing and you're using four defensemen and four and a half, five forwards to kill, good players are sitting on the bench and good players are running out of gas, and that's just not a formula to win.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, about the penalties, you do take five, you do kill them all off, but you made a great point. Like, you exhaust a lot of guys right on your PK, and you want to have them five on five and, I guess, keep them fresh as much as you can.
Well, you think about it, there's players that have probably missed three rotations, four rotations in that 10 minutes on a shift, and that's, you know, everybody being able to bring something more to the table. So I think it's just a discipline thing. I think it's a better prepared thing. And then in the third period, when you're making a push for it, like we probably didn't have enough gas to keep it up on step and keep it where we wanted to go. So we'll take this game tonight. We'll learn from it and get ready to play in Kamloops tomorrow night.
Yeah, two more before I let you go, Jimmy. I want to ask about the line of Funk, Kazicki, and Riley Ash. Like, holy smokes, it seemed like every time they were out there, they were generating scoring chances. They score. It was a great pass from Coy to find Riley. But maybe just your thoughts on those three tonight. I thought they brought a lot of juice to your group.
Yeah, they were the best line. And I think, you know, they when we come out of the trade deadline, Mark's identity was to have four lines and 8D that could play and roll, and that means that you probably have a number one line, but you should have 2, 3, and 4 interchangeable. Maybe they should all be number threes type of thing. And then I think that's where you can make some traction in games, is when you get your different lines going. And I thought that they all played the other three lines by a long ways, and that's good for our group that they're up there. So now we know we got a fourth line that can play, or a third line, or second, whatever you want to, you know, label them as. But I think the idea coming out of the trade deadline day was, let's get more depth, stability through our group, and they proved tonight that they, on any given night, they can be the best line, and that's good for our group going forward. And now they got to sustain it, and the rest of the guys got to match their work ethic. Because all they really did was kept it simple. They played Cougars hockey. They put it deep. They hit, turn pucks over. They put it back to the net. They tracked back. They didn't have to come back in our D zone very often to turn pucks over, because they did a good job in the offensive zone. So, you know what? The rest of the group can learn, and we'll apply that tomorrow night.
Yeah, fun to watch from them three for sure. Last one before I let you go. It is Kamloops tomorrow, but when you look at these six of the next seven games, all BC division, it's a pretty fun stretch right now, right? When you look at the Western Conference, how tight it is. Hard to emulate playoffs and regular season, but, I mean, I feel like this is as close as it gets here in the final stretch of the regular season.
Well, you know, you look at it, we got 11 at home and 10 on the road. So we come out of tomorrow night's game. You know, we got the setup going, where we got some home games before we go on a long road trip. So we have to win games that we're playing right now. We can't let these games go by. We can't leave missed opportunities on the table. I think that the concept is, when we talk about 21 games left, that's three rounds of seven, right? So your playoffs start now, where you start preparing. Can you win 4 to 7 between now and the end of the season? And if you can do that, you know, then you get 12 wins, and then now your team believes we've already won some playoff series prior to going in. So it's an important road marker on the season, and I think we have to go into this mindset tomorrow night as game one of the playoffs and their first round of the playoffs. And I think if we can get our heads around that, it's going to give us an advantage. So hopefully see where guys are in their preparation for important games.
Yeah, love that. That's a great outlook. Jimmy, I appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tomorrow night against the Blazers.
Awesome. Thanks, Waldy.
Jim Playfair, appreciate his time as always. Great to have him back behind the bench here for Prince George. Okay, three stars.